Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Camp. This might be your date with destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and welcome, everybody, to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. We're going to be on here for the next couple of hours. In about a half an hour or so, we're going to begin doing readings. I'll be doing readings for you if you want to call in. We have a topic every week, and after the topic is discussed, we take a little break and we have calls for the rest of the evening, and you're welcome to call in. On our little breaks, we have music from my new CD called Bhakti Rock. I hope you enjoyed that as well. One other announcement is that we have a workshop. There's still room. We have room for maybe three or four more people this June the 8th here at my house in Concord, California. We have some people coming from out of the area, and you're welcome to come from out of the area yourself. It's going to be 11 till 6 on June the 8th. And it's a class about the cards and relationships, how you can use the cards and the information of the patterns of the cards to be conscious about relationship. Really, when you think about this entire system of the cards, really, the whole thing is really about bringing consciousness into our life. It's really a mirror of our lives that helps us to see ourselves better. That's what this entire system that I work with and astrology is all about. So in the areas of relationship, boy, we sure need the most amount of help we can get. That's the area that most of us have the most problems with. And to use the cards can be very useful, very, very useful in helping us to sort out what's going on for us in relationships, the patterns that we have in relationships, who we're attracted to and why we're with the person we're with, you know, why is it going the way it's going? All these kind of questions can be answered once you know how to look for the information. So it's going to be a class of looking at relationships in a more in-depth way to see what's really there. Hope you can make it. We already have a nice class, and we have room for a couple more. And that's on my website, 7thunders.com. You can get information about the class. We're also going to talk in that class about the life spread cards and what the significance of those are for each of us, which is another juicy topic that we're going to be getting into. Today is May the 19th. This is another King of Clubs Day. This is one of my actual favorite King of Clubs days of the year. It's a King of Clubs and a Four of Hearts. I think because I've had so many good friends born on this day. The thing about King of Clubs that, you know, most people don't maybe not know is that they live by their own truth and they're very independent, mentally speaking. They're usually considered to be pioneers in a certain sense. And they really don't really have any need to be approved in their mind. They don't have any need for anybody to approve of their way of looking at things because they really know that they're onto something and what they're onto is really what is the right thing for them. And it's the truth and they live that. They live that truth. So it's almost like when you become the king of the club suit, clubs is the suit of knowledge. That knowledge becomes more of an experience. It's like you know it, not just, and you live it, not just you think it or play around with the concepts of it. It becomes who, it becomes more of an experience at that level, at that mastery level of knowledge. So King and Clubs are known for that. Now, the one born today is Taurus, and they have a Four of Hearts ruler. And Four of Hearts is very family-oriented, very relationship-oriented. People born today often get married young in life. They are very friendship-oriented. I mean, even though there are actually three birthdays that have this combination, King of Clubs birth card and Four of Hearts ruling card. Among them is John Lennon, who was a King of Clubs Four of Hearts. But people born today, we have people like Ho Chi Minh. We have Peter Townsend from The Who. We have Malcolm X. Now, here's a great example of somebody who stood up for his truth, Malcolm X. I'm sure he was a really great guy. Grace Jones, Nora Ephron, who's a director, and Nicole Brown Simpson, who was murdered way back, married to O.J. Simpson. So people that are King of Clubs will not back down from their own truth, and they will always live the truth as they see it. And basically, they're good people. They're not usually distorting the truth like some other cards might tend to do. Okay, that's today's card. All right, the topic for tonight is about, and this question comes up a lot when we talk about the cards, it's about free will versus destiny. And there's a second part, too, that we'll get to a little bit later. So the question always comes up, well, if these card system is so accurate, isn't my whole life already laid out for me? And do I have any say-so about what happens in my life? Where's the power of choice in all this? Where do I have free will? I had an email just today from a listener who just got married and is having second thoughts about, I mean, got divorced and having second thoughts about being divorced. And he says, or she says, I'm not sure if it's he or she, would you please talk about divorce as to whether it's fate or free will? I'm going through some self-doubt, guilt, and wonder if I did the right thing. So the cards, when people first get into the card system, they look in the cards and they see with amazement how accurate it's been, especially in their past, things that have happened. So they start taking it very seriously, which is okay to do. And then they look at the future and they think, well, what choice do I have here? So when you look at astrology and when you look at the cards, everything is predestined in the system. Both astrology and the cards are predestined. For example, in the cards, you have all your cards for your whole life already in the book. Any of you who are studying my books know this. It has up to 100 years of your life pre-recorded in the book for every birth card except for the Joker. So you can look ahead during a year and look back for a year, and you can see what the influences are. In that sense, it's completely destined. Same thing with astrology. When you're born, you have a certain chart. Your planets are in, the planets were in a certain specific locations at the time of your birth, and it can be predicted with 100% accuracy when other planets will make connections with your birth planets, which is what causes, in astrology, that's the indicator of events and experiences that could be happening to you. So in both systems, everything is predestined. And if you talk to some of the greatest spiritual teachers have said that life is completely predestined, that fate is overpowering, that there is nothing really we can do. Our destiny is our destiny. And there are some great Indian astrologers who use the Vedic system who are so good, they can tell you even how old you'll be when you die. They can tell you this at the moment of your birth, looking at your chart. They can tell you what your occupation will be. I mean, some of them have even been known to even tell you even more specific things like who you'll get married to and all kinds of things, what career you'll have. So, and among those astrologers, the common belief is that everything is predestined. So there you have it. Everything is predestined. However, there is another side to the coin that's very important. It's equally important. And that is the concept of free will. And actually, when I look at that, I really talk about the concept of choice. Each of us has choice in life. We each have a choice to make about everything. At every single moment, we have a choice. We have choices that we're making. Our life is really, on one level, nothing but a series of choices. And even the greatest Hindu astrologers will tell you that you cannot live your life as though it's destined. You cannot live your life from that truth. There's a saying in India called karma, dharma. I'm trying to think of it. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Dharma is first, followed by artha, A-R-T-H-A, followed by kama, followed by moksha. And dharma is the first of these four. This is like it's a sequence of states of being that end up achieving liberation, moksha, which is the final step. But it starts out with dharma. And dharma means making the right choices. It means doing the right thing. It means right action. It means making a choice to do right action. So dharma is the key that unlocks everything, because following dharma, if one follows dharma, then artha comes, which is the first thing, which is wealth. And after artha comes kama, which is the fulfillment of all desires, all sensual desires and other desires that you might have. Kama is called Cupid, or the god of lust in Indian mythology. So it's dharma first, then artha, kama, and finally moksha, which is liberation, happens. So this dharma thing is very, very significant. And dharma is where we have to make these conscious choices in our life. We have to live our life as though every single one of our choices matters. Looking back, you could say it was all destined, but in the moment, we have to be living in the state of being that every choice I have, I take, matters, and so I have to choose. And Dharma says we have to choose rightly. We have to choose from a good sense. We have to choose from a sense of high integrity, from a sense of morality, from a sense of right and wrong. When it says right and wrong, when it says right action, that word, it can be misinterpreted. The word right in this case means that which is good. It means taking action that is in harmony with others and with an intent to do good to other people. You know, one of the great teachers of mine told us once in a talk that even the major corporations in the world, to have money, the artha, which is what they all want, they have to follow dharma. Even if they're not spiritual people themselves, even if they're not inclined to do good deeds as a company, they have to do good deeds. They have to do right action to be successful. So no matter what you think of some big corporations in the world, and I'm sure you can find some that you don't like, the ones that are very successful have been ones that have provided really good service. I remember Dell Computer when it first started, how incredibly service-oriented they were, and they quickly gained a reputation of having the best customer service. And that caused them to stand out from all the other computer companies, and there were so many back then. There were so many, and Dell stood out because of their customer service. Now, nowadays, Dell's customer service has fallen to, at the best, the middle of the pack. But they got to where they were by having great customer service. And I've had many experiences of that because I've owned probably 3 or 4 Dell computers in my lifetime. So Dharma is something that we have to follow. So in terms of the cards, you see, you'll see your cards coming up. You cannot change the cards that you have coming up. You cannot, neither can you change the way the planets in the heavens will move and aspect your natal planets, which are the indicators of events and experiences in astrology. Those timing of those things, and the fact that they will happen in time, you have nothing to do with. But I want to say something else, too, because there's something about the law of choice that's really important. And one has to understand the law of karma to understand this completely. And there's dharma and there's karma. So karma is the law of cause and effect, okay? And so it means basically that there's like a reaction to things. We do something and there's an equal reaction. I mean, on its very basic physics level, that's what it means. It's the law of cause and effect. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, la-di-da-di-da. So, for example, if there's a ball on the ground and you kick the ball will go so far, depending on how hard you kicked it and the angle at which you kicked it, or the angle of where your foot hit the ball or whatever, the manner in which you kicked it, that will determine that action of kicking the ball sets into motion an inevitable event of the ball moving through the air and then landing somewhere and either rolling or stopping or whatever it will do. Now, we have karma in our lifetime. We have karma that actually spans the lifetimes. There are balls that we kicked in this lifetime when we were young and not so wise. And there were balls that we kicked in past lifetimes and where those balls went into motion and they are coming back. The movement of those energies that we set into motion in past lives is coming back in this lifetime. And you say, oh, I have no choice. And the cards will reflect this, and the astrology will reflect this, the timing of when our karma will be met. And you'll say, oh, I have no choice. There's the 9 of spades coming in Saturn, or the 6 of spades in Saturn, a big karmic thing. Well, yes, you don't have a choice in a sense because you already kicked the ball. You already kicked the ball. You're going to have to experience what the effect was of your past action. That's the law of karma and the law of cause and effect. So some things in our life have to occur simply because we already set them into motion. And there's no way we can avoid because we've already done the deed. So, you know, it doesn't do us any good to complain about what's happening when it's something that we have already set into motion on our own, in our own behalf. It only makes sense in the here and now as to what we're choosing. Now, even though I might have set something into motion in the past and it's coming back to me and it's something I don't like, I still have a choice, and my choice is whether I can accept it or not, or whether I fight against it. I have a choice about how I'd be with that. I can either receive that, like if the ball coming at me, let's say, you know, somebody kicks a ball and there's balls coming at me and I know it's going to hit me, you know, I can either accept it or I can, you know, get upset about it. It's definitely going to happen. It's been set into motion. Okay, so we have a choice in that manner. We have a choice in how we are. So there are some things in life, and the way it works out, basically, from what I can tell, is that in the first 45 years of our life, we're experiencing a lot of karma from past lives, from things we've done before. Especially when we're young, like before the age of 30, I find that a lot of the things that happen in our starting in our teens, going into about age 30, a lot of that is past life driven. It's like we don't even have any kind of awareness of why we're doing what we're doing. We just feel driven to do this, to do that, to be with this person, to have this or whatever. We're just kind of, we're trying our best, but we're largely driven by unconscious forces. And then we start to become conscious. we become more and more conscious as we get older. This is the benefit of getting older. We become more aware. And then I find that by age 45, most of our past life karma is exhausted. And at that point in life, which is like the midpoint in the cards, it's the rebirth year, age 45, we go into experiencing the karma that we've already created in this lifetime. So, for example, if by the age of 45 you've had two marriages and you have kids in different states, and you know, you're entering into a period when you're going to start dealing with the karma of what you did in this lifetime, if you did anything, how you handled things. Now, there's other good things about those years, too, but I'm just talking on a karmic level. And usually by that time, by that age, there's not much past life karma that's really dragging on us or coming up for us. Though there is some, it's just not nearly as much. And of course, life is a progression, so we're always moving into new layers. We're always peeling new layers off the onion in our life, and our spiritual growth never ends. We get to do more and more spiritual development as we go through life. So we have more choice after age 45, you might say. We have more power to, in a sense, because now our choices matter more. Our choices matter more. Now, of course, again, just to remind you, the great astrologers in India will say it's all destined. And, you know, if we totally understood karma to its nth degree, we might all agree on that. None of us live in that reality, though. None of us know or understand. We're not having that experience directly, so we can't live like that. So we live our life as though every choice matters, and we start to be responsible and aware on how we show up in the world, how we act. And we find that because our past life karma is almost exhausted by age 45, that from that point on, your life can be really beautiful, and you can actually lose all fear of negative things happening to you. You could actually get to a point where you don't have any fear of negative things happening, because you know that each day you're living from a place of right action. It's like we gain an understanding in that whole process. We gain an understanding that if I live my life according to high standards, I mean, really now, I'm not talking about make-believe high standards or pretend high standards, but really high standards in a most spiritual way, nothing bad's going to happen. Nothing bad's going to happen to us. Okay? Now, as far as the question that one of my listeners asked about marriage, about divorce, well, that certainly was something that he or she chose. You know, that definitely was something they chose to do. Now, you may feel like you have no choice sometimes. Because the other choice that you are presented with is so foreign to your to what you're thinking that you think, well, there's only one choice. For example, a person who is completely committed to being to not stealing would never steal. When there was an opportunity to steal, they would tell you there was no choice. There, I had no choice. I'm not going to steal. Because that was their commitment. But in fact, we always have a choice. We always can do anything. We always can do anything connected to anything else. So there's never a time when we don't have a choice. That's important. It's important to understand, important to live in that reality. Now, in terms of another question that has come up is about being in the now. And then, if I'm in the now, why would I have any need for reading my future or using the card system? Well, the truth of the matter is, if somebody could actually live in the now all the time, or you know, be in the now, there's no need for anything, card or otherwise. There's no need for any spiritual science or anything else. As a matter of fact, the moment a person really enters into the now, all the knowledge of the universe is at your disposal. There's nothing that you cannot know or understand. It's all given to you in that time, in that place of being. There is nothing you want of, and you have everything. And if you wanted, if the thought just crossed your mind that you wanted to understand the future, you could know the future if you wanted to. The problem is you don't really want to. You don't care because you're content. You're at peace. There's nothing within you driving you to want to know the future. But in the meantime, while we're working towards being in the now full time, the card system presents a valuable mirror for us that helps us to see ourselves better. It raises our level of self-awareness. And it pinpoints the sort of pattern of ego that we're born under or born into. It pinpoints the sort of specific pattern of ego expression that is prominent in us so that we can become more aware of it. So in that sense, the cards can be very valuable, very useful, in the sense that it can show us ourselves. So it has the effect of increasing our awareness. But at some point, for sure, if you continue on any path that leads to greater and greater awareness, at some point, you will not need this kind of knowledge in your life. You will not need this kind of knowledge, and you won't need basically any kind of knowledge. You will be able to do whatever you need to do without having systems like this. You will have everything you need in that time period. So if you can practice being in the now, and if you can achieve that, which we all can, it's just a matter of choosing that, you might say. We can all choose to be aware and choose to disassociate our identity with our fears and our ego and our mind and our beliefs and, you know, become all defensive and everything with other people. We can choose to be aware in our life. We will eventually reach the state of awareness of the now, where there is everything and there's nothing lacking. We can have everything we want. Okay. So that, I think that pretty much answers the question. I hope that rung a bell for you or helped answer any questions you might have about the cards. For myself, I know that, you know, I had the same question, and what I came to for myself was I just got to keep focused on making my choices. That's where I have to live my life, is in the reality that my choices matter. And what I choose counts. So I make those choices. And then in doing so, my life seems to get better and better and better. By the way, I'm going to be in Chicago on July 25th. For those of you in Chicago area, at the Transitions Book Place, it's a Friday night book talk about our new book coming out, which I'm going to announce. I've already talked about it, but I'll announce it more when I get my hands on some of them. Have to order some. They're being printed. Okay, we're going to take a short break right now. We are going to play the song Krishna. And when we come back, we're going to take your calls. Now is the time to call in. We have all the lines open. You can be the first to get a reading with me or ask a question tonight. I'm here at your disposal, so now's the time to call. After we hear this song, Krishna, we'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp. I hope you enjoyed that song. We now have at least one caller, and now there's lines open. So without further ado, we'll talk to Mary Lee from Chicago. Are you there, Mary Lee?
I am, Robert.
How are you, Steve?
We are anxiously awaiting your arrival in Chicago. I have everybody listening to you. I've had people calling you for the last 3 weeks, and everybody's very excited. They can't wait till July 25th.
That's wonderful. Glad to hear it. We'll have a nice fun time.
Pardon me?
We'll have a nice fun time together.
Oh, we will. I can hardly wait. But I have a question for you.
Okay.
Being the fact that my birthday's in a few days, I was looking at my yearly spread. And I want to know why there are no environment and displacement cards for certain cards like myself.
Mm-hmm.
In the yearly spread.
That's a good question. To completely understand the reason for that, you'd have to study the advanced methods of the system, okay? Because it's going to be a little hard to explain on the phone without showing you on paper, okay?
Okay.
But basically, every card in the deck except for seven moves to different locations every year. And when I say locations, that's what I can't explain to you on the phone. But if you look, let me see if I can get one of the books out here. I'm trying to figure out which page, but now I just realized I don't have a book handy. There's a picture somewhere in the book of the Grand Solar Spreads. I think Chapter 8 in Cards of Your Destiny has it at the beginning. And it's called the life spread, and then those cards will all shift around every year. And the place that we shift to every year is called our displacement card. And the card that sits in our place that we're born in that goes there every year is called our environment card. But the Eight of Clubs doesn't move anywhere. It just sits in the same place.
Oh, wonderful.
And this is one of the reasons that, you know, that we say that, you know, the Eight of Clubs is very fixed. It's because of the fact that they don't move. Okay? It's not because you're an Eight of Clubs. Being an Eight in a club doesn't necessarily mean that you're fixed. It's the fact that you're one of those cards that doesn't move. And then Jack of Hearts and King of Spades also never move. Those three will never... But see, nobody else will ever have you as a displacement card either. Or environment.
Oh, okay.
You understand? So there's a benefit to it. It's just a choice. It's just a choice that you've made on a soul level for whatever reason. I can't say what your reason is, okay? But there's, you're not going to move. Life is going to come to you. You're not going to go around and look for life. Life is going to come to you on some level. Does that make sense?
That makes
sense. Does that make any sense to you?
One other question I get for you is, I know I have the books from, they must be 10 years old, and I noticed your new books have a lot more information.
Yes, they do have a lot more information than the old ones. Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm assuming that anybody who has those old books, which are wonderful, should certainly invest in the new ones. I'm anxiously awaiting my order.
Well, good. The new one is going to be, it won't be as complete as the ones you have in a sense. It's not meant to be like the whole package.
Uh-huh.
You understand? So, um, So in other words, it's going to have some new information, but it's more like a sort of a smaller version of the Love Cards book, but more fun.
Yep. Do both of those books have more information, or is it just the Destiny card book?
No, both of them do. They
both
were revised, you know. Both of them were revised.
It's hard to believe they could get any better than they are.
Well, you know, we have an advanced book. I don't know if you've seen it yet, called Exploring the Little Book of the Seven Thunders. And
no,
that book, teaches you a lot also. If you don't have that one, you should get it sometime. It'll really open up your eyes. It's called Exploring the Little Book of the Seven Thunders.
Okay. I'll make sure to order that tomorrow.
Yeah, you can, that one, and it also has new information that I've written about every single card and a deck. And it also teaches you the advanced, how that system is, how it actually was designed from the ground up.
Wonderful.
So I think you'll really appreciate that.
We are certainly looking forward to July.
And who is we, Mary Lee?
Well, I bet you at least 24 people coming already. I'm giving all my clients and all my friends, everybody I come in contact with.
24 people?
Yeah, so far.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. That's fantastic. I think we better let the Transitions Book Place know to have extra chairs.
Yes, I'm going to contact them myself. It's a wonderful place. It's on the other side of town for me, but it's a wonderful place. I do go there quite often. And
cool.
I'm telling you, everybody said, if I say you're wonderful, they know it's true.
Oh,
so,
well, I appreciate that.
I don't brag about too many people very often.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate all your support. It'll be fun to be there and to get to meet you in person and all your friends as well.
Yes, really. Okay, Robert, we'll have a wonderful evening. It was great to talk to you. This is my birthday present from me to get to talk to you.
Yeah, well, your birthday is coming up here pretty soon also.
Yeah, Saturday.
What do your cards say for you next year, by the way?
I don't know. I haven't even looked yet.
Well, don't you want to know?
Pardon me?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I would.
You have a four clubs long range. That's a great card. That card basically guarantees that you're going to have a year of that's going to be very it's a very good year. It's a guarantee of that. You'll be happy and, you know, things will go your way. It's going to be a blessed year.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm happy for that and grateful.
Great. I look forward to meeting you in July, Mary Lee.
You too. Take care now.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Yeah, four clubs long range is like a guarantee that you're going to be happy all year. Wow. Well, can't complain about that. That's a good thing to have. Okay, we have another caller. Now we have line 2 and 3 open right now if you want to call in. And we have Jill calling from Sarasota. Are you there, Jill?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you for calling.
Well, I just want to say I'm really excited to be talking to you. I love your books. I'm still a novice, but I would love to really explore the whole system more deeply.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved your talk tonight about destiny and choice. That was great.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that.
So I guess my question, I would just like some kind of reading. I'm coming into what feels like a big change. My son is going to college in the fall. And so I've been a single mom for 16 years.
Uh-huh.
So I'm kind of like, I feel like doing something. I feel like going to college. I feel like doing something new and different. And
now you're a free woman.
Yeah, and honestly, I have not lived alone since I'll be 49 this summer. I have not lived alone since I was like 20. And I really only lived alone for a short period of time.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not upset about living alone. I'm just sort of amazed.
Well,
it's going to be an
opportunity for a whole new beginning for you.
Right.
And what's interesting is, this is what's really interesting, Jill, is that your next birthday coming up here is going to be the beginning of a whole new 7-year cycle for you in the cards.
Mm.
So you're really completing right now. This year is the last year of this cycle you've been in since 2001.
Right.
Okay. So you're ending up this, and you have an opportunity here to like have everything be different. Whenever we change from one 7-year cycle to the next, we have an opportunity to really make a fresh start.
Right.
And this, in particular for you, because you'll be 49 begins a very significant 7-year cycle. I think it's the most important of our entire life. Okay. Because during that 7-year cycle, we have the age 52 year, which is the most important year of life. So what happens starting at age 49 is that your life is going to be all about how good can you let your life be? Is that interesting?
Yeah, it makes sense.
You know, it's going to be just about like how good can you allow your life to be? So here you are getting ready to start over again. It's all just perfect.
Well, it's amazing because my birthday is August 26th.
Yeah.
My son starts school August 24th.
Oh, my goodness. That is funny. That's great. So, you know, I look ahead. When I look at your cards for next year, if you don't mind, I'll take a look.
Oh, I'd like you to.
By the way, you have a Two of Hearts right now. You know, you could meet somebody if you're available.
I'm perpetually available. But I guess in some ways not available.
Well, I don't think, you know, you may be technically available by some definition, but I don't think you've actually opened yourself up to a relationship because you haven't had one for a while.
No, I really haven't. And that's a big question is for me, you know, is I'm always questioning, is this my destiny? Is this my choice?
Well, yeah, so I guess you heard what I said about choice. You know, you got to make some choices here.
Right. You're saying if I choose to be available, this is a good time.
Yes. See, this is something that a lot of people don't understand. It's like if we use the cards, and if we step into that, you'll find that you're always successful. Like, if you decide right now that you would be open to meeting somebody, somebody will show up right away. Because you have the influence right now.
Right. What card is that again?
It's the Lover's card, the Two of Hearts.
The Two of Hearts.
Mm-hmm. So then you go into next year, and it's going to be an incredible year. It can be so much fun. I can tell you, though, you're going to be really itchy. You're going to want to go someplace. You're going to want to go places. You're going to want to break out
right.
of the pattern. Like, you know, you have a Five of Clubs as your long-range card for the year. When I had that card, I kept feeling like I had a long-range one year. I kept wanting to buy a motorcycle. I was ready to hit the road. So that might be good, though, for you, because that could be the motivation to get you to have some changes in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okie doke.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
It's going to be a wonderful year, and I think you're going to probably at some point have a couple of boyfriends.
Okay. You mean a couple at the same time?
Yeah, like, you know, having to choose between one or the other.
Well, that's happened to me many times. That actually was a pattern for me.
Well, you're a king of hearts, so, you know, you can basically, you have the ability to pretty much get what you want in the areas of love.
I have not always felt. I would say I felt the opposite. I felt that with everything in my life but love.
Well, see, you're one of those kings that needs to discover that she always had the power.
Right.
There's two kinds of kings, the kind that have it and abuse it, and the kinds that have it and don't know that they have it.
Right.
But you're a double king, so it's all about power for you. Everything's about power.
How am I a double king?
Your ruling card is a king of diamonds.
Oh, right. Okay.
There's only two birthdays that are double kings, and you're one of them.
What's the other one?
It is July the 2nd.
July 2nd.
King of Diamonds with a King of Hearts ruling card.
Hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Well, if you ever want to come to Florida, to West Coast, and do something here, I would help you get it together.
Well, you know, if you had a lot of friends that were into the cards, we could set something up. But usually just setting something up doesn't happen. There has to be an already kind of established group there.
Right. Well, there might be. Maybe there is an established group and we don't know each other.
Oh, yeah, that's possible.
Yeah.
Well, if you discover anybody, please let me know. Contact me.
I will.
All right.
Thank you so much, and thank you for the contribution that you make.
You're welcome. Jill, thank you for being a guest on my show tonight.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right. Good night.
Okay.
Okay, now we have two more lines open, but we do have Tasha in Portland, Oregon, calling. Are you there, Tasha?
Hi, I'm here.
And yes. You are November 7th, 1959. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
I want to make sure I got the birthday right before we start talking. Have I spoken to you before?
You have, actually. Yeah, a few months ago.
I thought so, because your birthday is familiar.
Yeah, I know you have a relative that's got the same birthday. Or sister,
that's correct.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. So how are things going?
They're going pretty good. I'm in the process of finding a place to move to, but my finances are not that wonderful. So I'm kind of working on that and finding a place that I can afford.
Did we talk about that last time, about the financial thing?
We kind of did, yeah. My ex-husband and I are living together.
Oh, I remember.
yeah, and my daughter got on the line.
yeah, I remember.
But a question I have is, I'm coming up to my Saturn period in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So I was kind of curious about that.
Yeah, I saw that you're coming into Saturn, actually. Well, see, here's how the system works best, Tasha, and I'll just be really straight with you, okay?
Okay.
These cards all present a plan for you, and every card can be actually good. Even the Saturn cards can be good.
Uh-huh.
If we are aligned in the right way, okay?
Okay.
I mean, it became obvious to me when we spoke last time that you're basically living a life that's based in a fear of not having enough.
Yeah.
You know? And that is all, that is like the thing that you, that's the thing that you're looking at that needs to be dealt with in your life. Because until that's dealt with, your destiny is already written in stone. Okay?
Okay.
You're going to keep doing the same thing.
Right.
Because I mean, it's easy to predict what your life's going to be like. I don't even have to read the cards. I can tell you what your life's going to be like. Because that's the way, there's a certain pattern that when we're living in that state of fear of poverty, that's how we live. And we always make these choices that cause us to end up in situations where there's even more lack than there was before.
Yes, yeah. And I'm doing a lot of work with that.
And
so,
what are you doing? How are you working with that, if you don't mind sharing?
Well, I'm reading some self-help books, and I've joined a group, Unitarian Church.
Which books are you reading, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, goodness. Well, Louise Hayes and that kind of thing.
Well, see, I just want to recommend something to you, okay, because I've been here. I've had this problem myself.
Okay.
Is that, you know, try to hone in on books are great. There are some really good books out there. Try to hone in on books that go right to the source of your problem.
Uh-huh.
There are no Louise Hayes books. There are no books written by Louise Hay that really address poverty mentality.
Yeah. I know you have the Money Book.
Yeah, that's
a
great book.
I've got that, so I need to reread that. I read it
so you
several
have
years
it.
Ago. So at any rate, and I think we have a place, so you know, that's looking great. So you have
to overcome that. So that you imagine for a moment, if you knew in your heart, like you knew it, that you're always, no matter what you did, money's going to follow you around.
Uh-huh.
Imagine having that. Because you can have that. That's how your life can be. I guarantee you can have that. But you have to be willing to put in the work. There's a certain amount of work involved in practice. You know the whole thing about being a Four Diamonds ruling card is? They're lazy.
I don't know for sure.
They're lazy. Four Hearts has a lazy streak. I'm sorry, not Four Hearts. Four Diamonds. Four Diamonds have a little bit of a lazy streak.
Lazy?
Yeah, it means that they don't want to... They keep hoping there's a way out of their situation that won't be so difficult.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Does that make any sense?
I don't know about the word lazy, but I can kind of look into that and see.
Well, you know, I mean...
Yeah. And I'm a Scorpio Sun, so I've done a lot of soul searching and a lot of, you know, looking at... why, you know, I am the way I am and that kind of thing. So,
well, you know, I'm just saying that, you know, I just want to also let you know that overcoming the poverty thing is the easiest to overcome of all of them.
It's the easiest?
Yeah. It's much easier
excellent.
Than
well,
stuff.
Yeah. And I've been working on that pretty heavily in the last couple of months.
Oh, good.
So,
good. Because, see, then if you are doing that, then the cards will mean something very different, see?
Uh-huh.
If you're starting to develop a sense of prosperity, all the money cards will give you money.
Okay.
All the money cards
excellent.
Will give you money.
Okay, and that's kind of happening now, so...
Oh, good.
But,
good.
Yeah, but I was looking at, you know, for my year, and I was just curious about Saturn. I'm thinking, oh, you know, there's good and bad to Saturn.
The good news for your particular Saturn period is that most of the cards are positive cards to begin with.
Okay, good.
You know, Queen of Diamonds and Ten of Diamonds are all strong cards. And you also have a, in your Queen of Hearts spread, you have a Queen of Clubs and a Four of Diamonds. Those are good cards.
Okay.
The only one that's questionable is the ones in your Four of Diamonds spread, which you have a Five of Spades. And that just means a change or a move or a trip, okay? But usually in Saturn, it's difficult. But if I were sort of trying to quantify your Saturn period for this year, I would say it's going to be pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't label it as being a really particularly hard one or anything.
So a move in the next month or so might be.
Here's how it works. If you want to move, you look for a five and you move then, okay? And if you decide to move in between June 4th and July 26th, that's your Saturn period. You know it's going to be a little harder because it's Saturn,
uh-huh.
but you can pull it off.
Okay. Yeah, okay. We're working on it.
But, oh, good.
Yeah, and I'm doing your weekly, you know, the weekly spreads and stuff. So, yeah, it's really fun. And
I'm glad you're enjoying
really
it.
Enjoyable, yeah.
And you know, I think as soon as you create a space for it, somebody's going to show up in your life like a relationship.
Yes, yeah, I know about that Two of Hearts, and you were telling the gal before me about Two of Hearts.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly.
So that'll be excellent. I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, well, I appreciate you calling.
And I appreciate all you do, and so, alrighty, well, thank you.
Hope I wasn't hammering on you too hard tonight.
Oh, not at all. No, this is great.
Oh, good.
So, and I'll probably check in with you in a few months, if it's all right.
Oh, yeah, you can call as often as you want.
Sounds
Thanks
great.
For being my guest tonight. I appreciate you being on the show.
Good.
All right, good night. Okay, we're going to take one more call, and before we have our break, we have lines open, but we have a special caller apparently calling from Paris. This is Tony. Is Tony on the line?
Yes, I am. Hello. Hi.
Tony is a female Tony.
Yes, very much
and
so.
Hi, Tony. Are you born August 1st, 1961?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Sure I knew who I was talking to. What can I do for you tonight?
This is my first time listening to you, and I'm obviously calling in. And very interesting, the beginning of your program when you were speaking of being in the now. And so that is something I'm working on, and I think I arrive at time to time. So it was such clarity when you spoke about that and your destiny and making choices, I guess, being conscious when you're in the now. So very, very interesting. I don't know if I have a question, many questions, but so I don't exactly maybe.
Well, how's life going for you, little Miss Queen of Diamonds?
So far, so good. Just, good. Maybe curious probably about my love life. The person I'm dating, because I really want to create a family soon, one day soon.
Uh-huh.
So,
oh, wow.
I mean, I'm dating someone. I don't know. I just
do you have my books, Tony?
No, but I'm going to look for your book because this is all new to me. I just discovered you and started to listen to you. So I'm going to venture out and get your book.
Well, you'll love this system because Queen of Diamonds always do. Queen of Diamonds have a connection to this system that makes it, they learn it really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And they're able to utilize it faster in a way than most people. Okay. I'm a Queen of Diamonds too.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you'll find that it comes pretty natural to you, like you already knew it.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's very, 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 very helpful when it comes to relationships. First of all, there's the whole question of, there's a whole chapter in my book, Love Cards, about who's marriageable.
Oh, okay.
Who's able to have a marriage or long-term committed relationship, you see? So what is your fiancé or boyfriend's birthday or whatever?
It's November 11th.
Uh-huh. And what year?
November 10th, sorry.
November 10th? And what year?
He's 30.
He's 30, so he's 30 now.
Seven? I'm sorry?
77.
Yes.
Okay, there we go. Okay, so... Okay, so, his birthday is not the most marriageable birthday? Because in a club, they're very independent. And they also have a lot of uncertainty about what they want. They change. But then you had that also. So on one level, you're like perfect little mirrors for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're older than he is, obviously.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And you have more experience, and you probably know yourself better than he does.
Yes.
Which is, that's good for you, and it's bad for, potentially bad for the relationship, because if he doesn't really know himself that well, he may not know that he doesn't, maybe he might be a person who never really wants commitment, but he doesn't know that yet.
Right.
You follow me?
Yes, I do.
So what's your best guess about him right now, based on how much you know him? Do you think he's a real marriage-oriented kind of guy?
I think he's a committed, responsible person. Yes, and yeah, I do in my sort of heart of hearts. So I don't. That's
okay.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he's ready right this second, but yeah, I think he's.
Yeah.
He's committed and responsible.
Ten of clubs are usually really career-oriented. And, you know, they're all about, like, what they're going to achieve in life. They're very ambitious, usually. Not always,
mm-hmm.
but usually. Okay? So your compatibility with him is that you guys have a karma card connection, we call it, is the strongest. I mean, there's several connections, but the strongest one is the fact that you karma cards to each other.
Okay.
And you're not karma card to his Ten of Clubs, but you are to one of his ruling cards, which is the Three of Diamonds. And the Queen of Diamonds owes the Three of Diamonds people. If we meet Three of Diamonds, we owe them something. So, you know, I don't know. I can't say for sure how this is going to turn out.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys? You haven't set a date yet, have you?
No, no, not at all. No, not like that.
You never got to that level.
No. When you're question, I guess when you're in, because I'm finding things less and more. The more I work on myself and become, if possible. Being in the power now, I become less emotional or less of my ego or my, I guess I don't
sure.
that much of ego. But
yeah.
How do you yeah?
Are you practicing that a lot now?
Yes, I'm.
Oh, great.
Making great effort to do that. But what is your book that I should start with?
Well, Love Cards is usually the one that's easiest to get into. It's very easy. There's nothing to really figure out. You just look up a person's birthday and start reading about them.
Okay.
And so you might want to get that one first. The other book, The Cards of Your Destiny, has a method for looking into your future. It's very accurate.
Okay.
Eventually you'll get both of them, but if you want to start with one, I would say start with Love Cards. I think most of my readers and listeners tonight would agree, the ones who have the books already. You'll get the most immediate value from that book.
Okay.
Thank you. So I, this is cool. It's nice to talk to somebody who's practicing the power of now. I appreciate having that opportunity.
I mean, I've had several amazing experiences that I so if I could stay in that that realm or that live my life in that's just incredible, because it's like you said, you can, I can't even find the words for it. It's just experiencing it.
There really are no words. There's a blog on my website. Have you been to my website?
I know, I tell you, all this is so new to me, listening to you on the internet, so I'm going to look you up right now.
It's seven, the number seven, and the word thunders, seventhunders.com.
Okay.
But I wrote a blog about my experiences since I started reading the books or listening to the tapes 3 months ago. You might find that really interesting.
Okay.
And you might coincide with some of your experiences, you know, but what I'm trying to convey to people on the show is I always share what's going on for me. That's just the way I am.
Yeah.
And that is that when we're in the now, it's everything. It's all there.
Yes.
And it's almost like don't you feel sort of like, you know, I feel like the prodigal son, you know, like whole life is a sham. Like I think there's not enough, but everything is here and now, and I'm just avoiding it.
right, exactly.
So amazing.
Like, calling you up right now and asking you this question that I can variably tell you the answer myself. Like, you know, okay.
But you know, we're here and we're doing the best we can with what we're here to do.
Absolutely.
And this experience of being in the now, you know, I feel like I'm in a struggle in a way with my own mind and my own consciousness on a day-to-day basis.
Oh, yes, I understand.
It's a fight for my very life. Does it feel that way?
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's exactly how I feel.
Well, it's great to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so happy
you can get the love cards book from our website, too. We do ship international.
Okay.
If you can't find it locally.
Okay, I'll do that.
It's on the website there, and you can look up your boyfriend. You can actually have some free readings you can do on there.
Okay,
Tony?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks for making the call from Paris.
Okay, good evening.
Take care.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, as promised, we're going to take a little break, and we do have some callers. Thank you guys for calling in. We'll continue the show. We are going to, the next song we're going to play off my CD is going to be called Krishna Hare Krishna. It's a powerful chant done in a sort of a powerful way. I hope you enjoy it. When we come back, we'll be taking calls from Regina and Holly. We'll be right back.
starting to. Maybe they don't want to. But
well, he still has.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp. I hope you enjoyed that that powerful Krishna chant. It's too bad that the Hare Krishna people kind of gave Krishna a bad name in the 60s and 70s, because actually he's a pretty cool guy to sing songs about and so forth. Anyway, moving right along, we have a couple callers on the line, and we have lines open. We want to first talk to Regina from Los Angeles.
Hi.
Are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just great. How are you, Regina?
I'm all right, thank you. My question tonight has to do with asking you to take a look at what you would anticipate if you saw a coupling between a Scorpio Six of Clubs, such as myself, and an Aquarian Jack of Diamonds.
An Aquarian Jack of Diamonds. Oh, okay. That's a good connect. That's a great connection, actually. Yeah.
How do you explain it or describe it?
How do I see that it's so great?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you're moon to him. He's a Six of Spades ruler. You're a Six of Clubs. That's your first card in your life spread. That's the best marriage connection two people can have.
Oh.
In addition to that, you're also moon again to him because you're a Ten of Clubs ruler, and he's a Jack of Clubs karma card, so you have another moon connection there. That's two moon connections already. You actually have three moon connections with him, so I would imagine that the potential for intimacy in this relationship is just unbelievable.
Well, that's great. Thanks. That's good news.
Yeah, it is. It's a very good... Now, I will say that you have coming up in your Saturn period that begins in June, you have a Jack of Clubs and a Five of Hearts, okay?
Uh-huh.
And so that doesn't have to be him, but it might be him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That you have, that's a potential breakup card, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and, there are... Even though you're extremely compatible with this person, there's a lot more to the story, you know. First of all, he's a Jack of Diamonds, and they're not that marriageable.
Mm-hmm.
Jack of Diamonds value their freedom very much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So even though you're really compatible with him, he may not be really looking for something that's long-term with somebody.
Right. Well, true.
He might be. I'm not saying that he's not. I'm just saying this is a possibility.
Uh-huh. Well, it's not an active connection. It's been sort of a... It goes back to the past, at a time when both of us were younger and perhaps marriageable. And
yeah.
And I let it go, or he didn't pursue enough, but... Now we're older people, and maybe too old, you know.
I know what you mean. But I think you guys could be, like lovers and friends or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It depends on what you're looking for, too. You know.
There's another player in the in the scenario too. Although both of these people are not, highly, it's not anything an intense involvement, but
okay.
There's a Nine of Clubs Virgo who
okay.
uh-huh. is on the horizon, and yet it's another one that I hesitate, but I have all kinds
of... Well, he's another guy that you actually have good connections with him, too. Wonderful connections.
I know that is considered a marriage connection, but not necessarily, from my interpretation of what I read in your books, not necessarily such a happy one.
I don't know where you got that impression. What did you read that gave you that impression? I'm curious.
I'm trying to think one karmic link, that this is a karmic relationship, but from his point of view, I think it's in Destiny cards. His connection to me is a relationship that starts out with great communication and ends up being very boring.
I don't see that right now. I don't know if that's really true. I'd have to look and see what you read and, you know, what it says there. But what I'm seeing here is really good. And with him, you have two moon connections going different directions. So there's an equal... It can be really good. Now, again, Nine of Clubs also can be players.
Uh-huh.
But they are really... The Nine of Clubs person, what's real important to them usually is they want to have this great romantic and sexual relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they crave. That's what they're really looking for. Sometimes they'll get married, but that's not really what they're looking for. They're not looking for marriage so much. They're just looking to have this great relationship with somebody that's like romantic and highly sexual. That's usually what they're up to, okay? And you have the kind of connections with him that he really likes, I can tell. There's no doubt about that. You have the romantic and sexual connections with him. So there's a potential there.
But I think both of these people just are by nature players, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, it all depends. Like, for Nine of Clubs, it all depends on the intensity of your connection with them, you know?
Oh.
I mean, how do you feel about it? Have you guys been together? Have you had sex? What?
Not for any length of time. And it's another one that goes back many, 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 many years. And for only a...
What I'm saying is, was it something that both of you thought was really significant when it happened or not?
Probably less significant to me, I think, but I could be wrong. You know, he claims, you know, to need that significance, to make it significant, and I dismiss it as not as significant. But interestingly enough, he did have a longer-term relationship with someone born the very same day that I'm born.
You know, he has a strong Neptune connection with you, and that is just exactly what Nine of Clubs are looking for.
I very strongly feel that, Neptune. It's very strong.
Yeah, and that's what he wants. He wants to really be in love with somebody.
You know, the Neptune connection in my chart is, I have Neptune in the first house, and the south node is conjunct, and it's in the first house, so the north node is in the seventh house, and when I have a Neptune connection, I don't trust it because I've interpreted that it's going back to its, you know, past lives and stuff, and I'm really going toward Aries in the seventh house.
Okay, well, see, you're mixing up astrology and the cards in a way that's not really appropriate.
Okay.
Yeah, don't try to apply what you have astrologically to the card system. It doesn't work that way.
Okay.
It's kind of a waste of energy, actually, to do that.
All right.
Keep them separate is my suggestion. The fact that your north node is conjunct your Neptune does not mean that a Neptune relationship is bad for you. And the other thing about it is, he's not Neptune to you, so you're not the one even experiencing a Neptune. He is. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
You're not having a Neptune effect in that relationship. Only he is.
Oh, okay.
And he's being affected by in a way that it makes him really, really think about you and want to be with you. And that is a beautiful thing. Trust
okay.
me. And it's not so strong in your case that I would say it's a bad thing. Neptune can be bad. Like when it's the very first connection between two people, it can cause so much distortion of reality that the relationship just has no chance because they're so out in left field somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have that.
Okay.
So in your particular case, first of all, you can drop that whole belief about Neptune connections in the cards, okay?
All right.
Let that go. You're better off without it. Now, all your cards are clubs, you know?
Yeah.
All three of your significators are clubs. So what you think and what you believe is a lot more important to you than some other people. So you have to be very, 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 very discerning about what you take on as beliefs.
Yeah.
I would recommend that you have like a guard at the gates of your mind, that you don't let any beliefs in unless they really are serving you. Because they're much more significant, impactful for you than the average person.
Okay, so you think these two possibilities are good and strong, both of them.
But I do think that the September 15th is going to be better for you overall, because you have several occurrences of the other guy being in Saturn this year. There's going to be something about that that's not going to pan out too well.
Okay.
That's my best guess.
Okay.
If that helps you.
Yeah. a few years ago, I contacted you with regard to the possibility of a Destiny card dating service.
Yeah.
And at that time you mentioned someone was working with you to try and make that happen. It would take a lot of work, and I'm just wondering whatever became of that project.
Well, that's funny that you should ask. Actually, it's come and gone several times with different people, and now it's in again. We're working on it right now. And we were hoping to have it launched by August 1st, but there's been some delays. So I don't know what's going to happen exactly just yet, but we've planned one out, a complete dating website based on the cards. It's going to be wonderful if we ever get it done.
But did you say that you've done a lot of the preliminary work?
We've already designed and specified the entire thing, you know, how it's going to look and what's going to happen on each page, and I mean that's most of the work. So now we're just trying to find the right programmer that we can hire to get the work done. It's a lot of programming work.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I figured, and that has not yet been done. Oh God.
No, the programming is some of it's been done, but there's a tremendous amount of programming, and there's a lot more that has to be accomplished before, you know, it's a huge project. On a programming basis alone.
So if that hasn't been done, how long will that take?
Well, that's what we estimated we could have it done by August 1st, but that was basically if we got things going quickly, and things have gotten delayed since we made that estimate. So now it's sitting back. So it's going to be called lovecardsdating.com.
Wow. Okay, perfect.
So you can, and I'll be announcing it on my website. We'll probably have free memberships, especially for women in the beginning. In order to get the guys to come, we got to get some girls there, you know?
Yeah.
So women will get free memberships for like, you know, 6 months or something.
Well, that's fantastic. I know a lot of women that'll be, you know, certainly trying it out.
Yeah, we will get the word out, and we'll let everybody know on our mailing list, and we have some other ideas for how to get the word out. But thanks for mentioning it. It's kind of fun to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your help tonight, Robert. I appreciate it. It helps me clarify some things. And so the Saturn phase this year, has that started yet for me?
No, it starts on June 11th.
Okay.
June 11th.
Well, that time, June 11th, the whole Saturn period is exactly the time when I would have an opportunity probably to see that Jack of Diamonds. So I think your intuition's right on.
Well, you know, I don't think it's going to be all so great for you, unfortunately. I'd like to give you better news, but there is a possibility, though, that in spite of the fact that there's going to be some difficulty, that it could work out for the better. So I don't want to be poo-poo it or anything.
No, I mean, after all, Saturn phase is temporary, and it moves on to something following.
Yeah, and there's underlying cards in that period that are positive, so there's a potential for something good also on that level.
Mm-hmm. But you're leaning, you're saying, more to the Nine of Clubs as being a
Yeah, I just have a feeling that that he's actually more, he would actually be more able and more want to make a commitment with you than the other.
Okay.
Now the question comes up whether you really want to make a commitment with somebody or not.
I know.
That's the real question.
I'm a real phobic person on that scale, but you know, I'm getting so old now that I've run away so many times that it's almost ridiculous.
The runaway bride.
Oh, it's runaway grandmother turning into only I missed out on most of life because of that phobia.
Oh.
So
you're never too old to have a new awakening in your life.
So. Okay. I'll follow that motto.
I'm going to live by that because I'm getting old myself. I'm not going to give it. I'm not going to say, "Oh, I'm too old." Let's get that. You know.
Yeah. Well, what's the point? But
exactly.
You sort of have to grow into whatever you know we're becoming. Let's put it that way. You have to grow into who our next person is if we're becoming.
Sure. Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, thank you for being a guest tonight.
Thank you.
Regina, have a great evening, and we'll talk to you again. Call in again sometime.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to take one more call before we have our break. We have Holly from Salt Lake City on line 3. Are you there, Holly?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for waiting and being so patient.
Sure.
And you happen to be the same birthday as my sister, my oldest sister.
Oh, that's a good birthday.
She's a sweetheart, and I'm sure you are, too.
Well, I must admit.
Good for you. I love that.
Yeah.
That's a great attitude.
Yeah. So I sent you an email this past week that I landed up in a plane seat right next to Deborah Callahan.
Oh, you're the one. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. It was really awesome. I was,
Yeah, let me just tell my listening audience that Holly here ended up on an airplane sitting right next to a woman that's in our Magi Fellowship, one of our best teachers and readers. She ended up sitting next to her in the plane. What are the odds of that?
Especially since I had both my books packed in my luggage, and I had just been spending the entire weekend sharing it with friends in California.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah. So it's good.
And you sound so young. It's probably because you're a heart.
I think so. Probably the Jack, too. The
Jack
part of me.
Right. Yeah.
I loved your talk about free will versus destiny. I've really been thinking about that a lot lately. That's been on my mind, so thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And love the Krishna music. I got turned on to some wonderful kirtan music with Dave Stringer. I don't know if you know who he is.
I've heard the name. I don't remember where I heard it, but I think I've heard his name before.
Yeah, so I'm just feeling so inspired by this. By this music, so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I have three questions, so I don't know, you know, I don't know if we'll get to all of them, but I am a professional astrologer, and I heard you mentioning just in the last call not to mix or try to mix the astrology with the cards.
Yeah, be really careful about it. I mean, now, if you've been doing astrology for a long time, like you say, you're professional,
mm-hmm.
you will be able to slowly bring those together. But see, what happens is a lot of people who know astrology try to make a direct link between astrology and the cards. Like, they'll try to, for example, they'll try to say, this is one theory that came up down the pike, and it's come down the pike several times, is that the ascendant is the same as a ruling card, for example.
Mm. Okay.
But there isn't no direct correlation in that.
Okay.
what I find, and this might be helpful for you because you're an astrologer, is that you will find, and once you start to know the cards better, you know, every card has a little pattern to it, you know, and it has an astrological thing that's often associated with that pattern. It's like King of Clubs, for example, is the Uranus card in the whole deck. So King of Clubs people often have a strong Uranus aspect in their natal chart, like Uranus conjunct Sun or Uranus square Sun or something like this, right?
Okay.
And you'll find, and there's 12 birthdays of King of Clubs. and yet you can almost predict with certainty that they're going to have a really strong Uranus thing in their chart somewhere. And there's other cards that have similar patterns like that.
Okay.
And, you know, but to just try to go in there and just lay down some law or find some direct law that correlates in every case, it never has worked, in my experience.
Okay. That's good to know. And that sounds like that's something that probably starts happening on down the road, where you start to make the connections more.
Yeah, it'll be faster for you because you're already doing astrology.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine that it won't take that long for you. But I've written a couple of articles in past newsletters. You can go online on my website and look at my visions volumes and look, you can scan the table of contents. I think I've written about the connections between astrology and the cards and the different things I've found. If you want to check that out. Because every once in a while I'll like do a little data download of what I've discovered.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. That sounds great. Thank you. I will check that out.
Yeah. How long have you been doing astrology professionally?
About 4 years. I've been studying it all my life. But I'm definitely very connected with it. And I got turned on to this system actually through some other astrologers this past fall. And I started looking at it, and I was just blown away.
I know.
Like, whoa, this is amazing.
Astrologers love this system more than anybody else because it gives us the tool that is so accurate and we can count on it, you know?
Yeah.
It's so valuable from that point
of
view.
Yes. It seems like it really takes, for me at least, some generalities, which, you know, I can speak of when I'm doing a reading. It actually gives me details. It fine-tunes what I'm looking at in terms of a person. It feels very detailed.
Yeah, it gets down to specifics in a way that it's hard to do in astrology sometimes.
Yeah. You know,
but
it's a complementary system.
And you know, it's funny. You know, I've been doing astrology now for 20 years, and sometimes the cards will say things that I cannot find in astrology anywhere. And I can't figure out how it does it.
Wow,
it blows my mind. It literally blows my mind.
Yeah.
And so there's still a lot to learn, and I'm excited about that aspect of it as well.
Definitely. That's the fun part.
Yeah. Learning more.
Okay, so I have a couple specific questions for you, and I'm looking at my yearly spread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm in my Saturn period right now.
Yeah.
I'm feeling the energy of a move. And I'm looking at Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, looking at my Jack of Hearts, wondering, am I also to look at my planetary ruling card and my personality card? Am I to take all three of these in?
Well, what I would do, I would recommend that you ignore your personality cards altogether.
Okay.
We don't even use those anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, even though it's in the book, we actually don't use that. Just use your birth card and your ruling card.
Okay.
And you have an Ace of Spades in your ruling card, spread in Uranus.
Yes.
And that is a strong indicator of a big change, which obviously could be a move, okay? Because Uranus rules... Uranus has a, in the cards, it has a rulership associated with real estate.
Okay.
And which it doesn't in astrology normally, but it does in the cards. So what, as I was saying to other people earlier, the cards present a potential, okay? So you have a choice here. You can have this move happen in your Uranus period if you want. The cards will support that, and it'll be a good move. No doubt.
Okay.
Because you have incredible cards in Saturn and Uranus this year. You have great cards right now. You got the power to do whatever you want right now. And that's unusual. We don't get that every year, you know, so it's something to be paying attention to. Like, I've always found that if I act when I have the power, things work out. See?
Definitely. Yeah.
I want to take advantage of
that. The energy is with me.
When the energy is supporting something, and then we take action at that time, I find that it always works out. It always works out for the better.
Okay.
So there you have it. You know, and you know, Jack of Hearts, it's not easy for them to move in general.
Really?
You aware of that?
I actually move a lot.
Well, that's unusual.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's connected to my Nine of Spades or not.
Well, the Nine of Spades isn't necessarily a move card itself, but, you know, I don't know. I think it's just a particular situation.
My moon card is a Five of Clubs, I think. Five of Clubs or Five of Spades?
Five of Spades, yeah.
Five of Spades, yeah.
Yeah.
So I very much connect with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I'm looking at my Uranus with an Ace of Spades, and I'm looking at the other card with that as a King of Spades, mm-hmm. I've had the feeling that my moving is connected with a person. I mean, would that be giving me any kind of sign or clue?
Well, the King of Spades could be a person. It's certainly not a given that it's a person.
Okay.
It's a potential, but if you're feeling that intuitively, then you might be right about that.
Okay.
If it is, it would be an older and successful person, typically, because the King of Spades especially represents a well-established, powerful, successful kind of person.
Okay,
not a young person. Looking at this, I wouldn't say that's true, but you have an Eight of Hearts right now. You could have a new relationship happen any moment.
Well, I've got several prospects, so.
Yeah, you have the Playgirl card right now.
Okay.
You know, so.
Yeah.
You know, you pick one. Or pick two, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, so the Ace of Spades, the important thing is that you're going to have the power with the King of Spades there to make a goal, set it, and have it be successful. That's important.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So you want to act on this. This is going to be easy
okay.
if you act during that time period.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robert.
You're very welcome, Holly. Great having you call in. Please call again later.
Okay.
Let us know how
Take
your
care.
Move happens.
Okay.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, we have, since we have just about 20 minutes left, I'm going to go ahead and take these two callers, and then we'll just play an extra song at the end. So if we can talk to Michelle. Are you there, Michelle?
Yes, I'm here.
Been waiting so patiently. And you're from, where are you living in North Carolina?
I'm in Charlotte. I called you a week after my birthday in February.
Oh, okay, great. Well, good to have you on the show again.
Thank you. My concern at this time is my relationships. I keep attracting three of diamond men, and I don't like three of diamond men.
That's not true. if you keep attracting them, you must love them.
I attracted the last three men within the last 2 years have been three of diamond men, and I thought maybe this last one would work out, but no, it's like the worst relationships.
Well, you know, you have a little bit of yourself. See, you're a Queen of Diamonds ruling card. You know this, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And when you see a Three of Diamonds, you're seeing the worst part of yourself. Do you get that? you're seeing a mirror.
I can't see in those three guys. I don't know.
I know that's the problem. That's the problem.
The problem is that you're not seeing,
you're attracted to them for a reason. You don't know why.
Right. I don't know why.
You can't figure out, why do I keep attracting these stupid Three of Diamonds guys?
No, I don't know why.
God's playing a practical joke on me.
That's what it seems like.
Okay, I get it. I get that's what it seems like. But I'm here to tell you, this is what the cards are good for. This is how the cards help us. When we see that we are attracted to a karma card, we know that we are attracted to them so that we can find out something about ourselves that we can't see all by ourselves.
Okay.
In other words, we need to have somebody in our life, a certain card, show up in order to help us see ourselves better.
Okay, so how can I get past them to another card?
Okay, so if you can realize what it is, like, look at what you don't like about Three of Diamonds people.
Okay.
And realize that that's something inside of you.
Okay.
And so tell me what's the things you don't like about the Three of Diamonds guys? What's the worst part of it?
Well, I could see the first two not being available. I can understand that because I felt at that time I wasn't 100% available myself. So I did start working on myself.
Okay.
But then this time, he wasn't really available, but I didn't mind it that this time I didn't mind him not being available.
Uh-huh.
Because he traveled a lot. So I didn't mind that.
And you liked that he was away.
Yeah, I mean, I liked that because he was a hard worker. Even the last two were not hard workers. So I didn't mind this one being not being available that much.
But at least he was working.
Right, yeah.
There's nothing that a woman hates more than a man is not working.
Well, I mean, the other two, they worked, but they weren't. I didn't think they were hard workers.
Uh-huh.
But this one, I thought he had pretty much everything going for him. But it was just some other things sexually that I didn't like.
Okay.
So.
Well, you know, you got to look at this. The Three of Diamonds, the thing about them is their indecision.
Mm-hmm.
And their worries about money.
Right.
I don't have too
much worry about money. But I thought I pretty much cleared up my indecisiveness.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe
so
you did.
Evidently not.
Well, if you keep attracting these guys, there's got to be a reason, you see. So that's...
Yeah, but this time, the last one... I didn't mind him not being available that much. I mean, I felt okay with it. I really felt at peace with it. It was just some other things.
So, see, there's a part of you that's all that you wanted then, you know. That's all that you wanted. See. You know, I mean, sometimes women will pick relationships with men that are not totally available. Because that's all they really want. They don't want somebody who's going to be like beating their door down, asking them to get married and stuff.
Well, I'm ready to get married. I told you that the last time, and you say, "Yeah, we'll see."
Yeah, we'll see. See, we'll know that you're ready to get married when you pick somebody who's ready to get married.
Right. Okay.
That's how we'll know, because we can't really take your word at it.
Right.
Because our mind plays tricks on us.
I'm working hard at this.
Well, good. Well, you know, if you keep working hard, you'll have success. I guarantee it. Just don't give up. You'll get this. But it's all about you. You're gonna have to figure this out. That what you're learning about is you. You're learning about you.
But still, I thought I was over me being, like I said before, indecisive. So.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you said you were okay with the last guy who wasn't
right.
around very much.
I really was.
But what does that mean?
I mean, I felt pretty comfortable as far as that aspect of him.
But what was the problem with that relationship then?
Well, I mentioned what the problem was.
Oh, the sexual thing.
Right.
Okay, you don't have to go into details. It's okay.
Right, I know.
That's more information than we want
on
our show.
Like each one of them is always something really not good.
Well, I think if you keep looking, you will find the right guy. Okay.
Yeah, I know that. I know.
As a matter of fact,
you
have a pretty good influence. Let's see. Right now, I mean, possible potential, but. It looks like more indecision right now than anything else, actually. Okay, so here's the deal, okay? I'm just going to say one last thing, and I'll let you go.
Okay.
You have an Eight of Hearts long range this year, all
right? Right, yes.
Mm-hmm. You know this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not getting what you want, go out and get what you want, because you can go out and get it right now. You have the power to make that happen.
But see, it's for me, it seems like I shouldn't be actually trying to go out and get something.
It's not about going out. It's about getting really clear, making up your mind what you want, and then
right.
just looking around and seeing where it is. It's not like running around chasing somebody.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting that you get really clear about what you want, that you get it set in your mind. And then
I've written it down on a piece of paper like 1,000 times.
Okay, well then why are you accepting men that aren't that?
Well, I thought the last one was,
well,
was okay. What I wrote.
Well, maybe he was for a while. I don't know.
Yeah, for a while maybe, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Okay, yes, I understand what
you're saying. I think you get the idea. But you've got to say to ours, don't let it go by. Don't waste it. You still got, your year is not even half over yet. You need to get out there.
I know, I'm just so tired.
You're working too hard at this.
I'm tired.
It's supposed to be fun and easy, not hard.
Yes, that's true.
You know, all you really have to do with an Eight of Hearts is just show up.
Okay,
all,
I see.
All you got to do is just show up at places where people are, where.
Okay.
Men, and just let the magic happen. You don't have to work at it.
Yeah,
that's
true.
You just have to be.
I'm just getting tired of going out.
Well, it doesn't have to be the bars and shit.
No, I mean, that's true, but I'm just saying just going out and being single. You know, just going out, putting myself out there.
Then don't go out. Just go online then.
I'm serious. That's even worse.
Just put an ad out.
I think that's even worse.
Well, that's up to you. You know, you have a choice how you look at that stuff. And
that's
you can make it bad, but a lot of people have hooked up, really good people have hooked up
that's
on the Internet.
That's true.
And, you know, you won't have to even leave your living room.
that's all true.
You won't
that's
have to
true.
Go out. You can just sit there on your little keyboard and, you know... And read all these guys' letters and look at their pictures and get to know them. And then if you just finally decide they're worth seeing, and you can look at their cards, right?
That's true. Yeah,
get their birthday, find out what they're like, and you got a big, it'll be fun.
Yeah,
okay, well, I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
Michelle, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you, Robert.
Great talking to you again.
Same here.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we have our last caller on line two from Wisconsin. Her name is Cindy. Are you there, Cindy?
Yes, hi.
Thanks for being so patient, Cindy.
Oh, that's no problem.
And you
First
are brought
to I want to say it's exciting that you're coming to the Midwest.
Are you going to come over?
Oh, it's a quick trip to Chicago, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, excellent. We'll get the chance to meet you. That'll be wonderful.
Yeah.
And are you born July 13th, 1957?
Yes.
Just want to make sure before we start talking that I have the right information.
Okay.
So what can I do for you this evening?
I have some questions about my karma card, the Ace of Diamonds.
Yeah.
Two of my three children are Ace of Diamonds.
Uh-huh.
And also their father, my ex-husband, is the Ace of Diamonds. So I'm kind of surrounded here.
Yeah, you are.
And the first question is really simple. My daughter was born on April 20th, and
yeah.
In the book, I don't know if she's what her planetary ruling card is because it doesn't really say. You have to know what their zodiac sign is, and
okay,
I don't know
so,
how to determine
so
that.
Go to, there's a website called astro.com, okay?
Okay.
Astro.com, and you can type in anybody's birthday and their place and time of birth, and it'll give you their chart, which will show you exactly
oh,
what sign
great.
They're in. Okay? Because I may not be able to tell you unless I had all the information, too. You can just do it yourself there. It's real easy.
Great.
She's probably
that.
An Aries, though. She's most likely she's an Aries.
Well, she thinks she's a Taurus, but I don't know.
Well, see, when you're on the cusp like that, usually you have planets in your chart. You have other planets that are of the other sign, like... If you are an Aries born at the end of the month, you will often have sun planets in Taurus in your chart, which will make you think you're a Taurus. But you're
well,
not.
Well, she's an excellent writer.
That's not
so,
Taurus.
I know. But isn't the other one, your one you're talking about, the writer's card?
Well, Three of Clubs would be a writer's card.
Yeah. And that
if
would be
not,
the planetary
Yeah.
Ruler?
If she's an Aries, she's a Three of Clubs
yeah.
ruler card. And there it is.
Okay.
Well, she's probably an Aries. I'd be willing to bet she is.
Okay. Her brother is, and their dad were both born in August, so they don't have a planetary ruling card.
Right. Yep. August the 12th, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I have spent the last 25 years of my life struggling with the relationship with my ex-husband, and I got that figured out to a pretty good degree, but I'm just wondering if you could talk a little bit about how relationships work when it's a relationship between the parent and the child, because your Love Cards book really seems to focus in on romantic relationships more.
Yeah. Well, you know, the connections will be the same. They'll be the same connections, but they'll be interpreted differently.
Uh-huh.
You have to just ignore all the stuff that's written about sex and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But the thing about Ace of Diamonds with you is that they're moon to you, okay? And this is important for you to understand that they're moon to you. Because Ace of Diamonds people, even though they're very leadership-oriented, would have to follow you in any situation, Cindy. Okay, and that means you have to lead the way for them. You have to be the one who leads them to where they need to go. You need to be the one to say, this is what you should do, and you should be the one to stand up and say that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not willing to do that, the relationship's not going to work very well.
Well, I can tell you in a nutshell that my experience has been that this is much easier to do as a mother than it is as a wife.
Well, maybe so, because see, Ace, but see, Your ex, is he ex now, the Ace of Diamonds?
Yeah.
Well, you know, he married you because he was moon to you and because he wanted you to lead him. But he was in a conflict within himself because he's an ace, and aces don't want to be led. They want to lead themselves.
Exactly.
You see? So on one hand, he wanted to be led. On the other hand, he needed to lead himself. And I'm sure that created a lot of conflict between you.
Mm-hmm. I was really fascinated. After looking at your books for 3 years, I cracked the chapter about marriageability for the first time just recently. For some reason, I never saw that.
Uh-huh.
And I was really fascinated to see the marriageability factor you had assigned to my card and his card. Like, oh, my gosh.
Like night and day, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Ace of Diamonds men, they're known to be the ones that cheat a lot, especially when they travel, you know.
He traveled a lot.
If he traveled a lot, there was a woman in every town, most likely. I would
well,
be willing to
bet. It's kind of water under the bridge at this point.
Yeah, at this point, that's all history. But, you know, the first thing
I just wanted to thank you for that because, this relationship shook up my confidence really badly and to read in the book that by nature I'm fairly good, should be fairly good at marriage. It was a shot in the arm for me.
Oh, you are great at marriage. You're made for it.
Yeah, well, that's what I always thought, so.
But the Ace of Diamonds is not.
That.
The Ace of Diamonds isn't made for it too well. It's not their deal.
I have another question, unless there's something else you want to say about this moon connection.
Well, only that if you ever meet another Ace of Diamonds, you've got to be willing to take the leadership role with them, no matter, even if it creates conflict, that's what you got to do. That's all.
Okay. I think that's good advice. I can see the wisdom of that advice now, in hindsight, you know.
Sure. Go ahead with your next question.
My best friend in the world is also a Two of Diamonds, and we enjoy each other so much because we seem to understand each other at such a deep level.
Uh-huh.
And she's also married to an Ace of Diamonds, which is kind of amusing.
You have a lot to talk about.
We do. And that's in your love card book. It talks about if you choose someone that's your same birth card, it's because you're mirrors to each other. And
yeah,
do you find that a lot, that people team up in friendship with people of their same birth card?
Well, the ruling cards will be different, which is where it either works or doesn't work. Just being the exact same birth card, if you were the same birthday, it doesn't often work too well. You know, but if it's different birthdays, the ruling card connections will add harmony to it. You know, but
totally makes sense because she was born in August, and my planetary ruling card is Four of Clubs. So, and that's
So you're moon to yourself, and you're also moon to her. Okay.
Yeah.
And so she receives a lot of benefit, a lot of nurturing from you, a lot of support from you.
She always says that to me.
Yeah. And I'm sure she appreciates that, see.
Mm-hmm.
So it works really well, and you're okay with it because you like talking to her, and it's a good connection. You guys, so it's a mutually beneficial situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you were, like, stuck on being the leader or something like that, it wouldn't work so well, but that's not the case.
Right.
She's a leader of this relationship. As you are with your
husband. Yes, I think that's true.
And your son. Any Two of Diamonds you meet, you would be moon to them, and they would be the leader.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. So I'm glad you called, Cindy.
Thank you very much. I can't wait for July 25th.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet all of you. We're going to have quite a crowd there, I think.
I'm bringing my friend I told you about. I'm bringing her with me, I think.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, that'll be great. A couple of Two of Diamonds, and I'm a Queen of Diamonds and an Ace of Diamonds, so we'll have a blast.
Uh-oh.
All right, okay. We'll try not to have too much trouble. We'll try to stay out of trouble as best we can.
All right.
Okay, good.
Thanks for the talk earlier. It was good. I enjoyed it.
Oh.
Everybody's been telling you that all evening. It was really good.
Oh, well, thank you, Cindy. I appreciate you saying that.
Okay.
Okay, good night. Have a nice sleep tonight.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Okay, sorry for the interruption. Seth pulled me off. There was somebody waiting for a reading, but I decided that, you know, we've done enough for tonight, so we're going to have her call next week. Anyway, we're going to end the show tonight, and we're going to play a couple songs in a row if Seth can do that. We're going to play, first of all, Rama Rama, and then after that, we're going to play the Gayatri Mantra, which is the favorite song on the CD. I hope you guys enjoy the music. I look forward to seeing you next week. This is Robert Lee Camp. Have a good night.
Thank you. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam. Om Bhurgava Swaha Tat Savitur Bharaniyam. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam. Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo-yo-na-prachodayam. Om Bhur-bhuvah Svaha tat Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi
Swaha tat savitur varinyam.
dhīmahi deyo yo na prachodaya.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.